Blog Talk Radio.
You heard the band? If you black and you wild, I'm gonna say this. I'm black and I'm proud.
Say it loud. One more time. Say it loud.
Hello, hello, hello. And for all y'all who are tuning in, this is Where They Do That At Radio. Coming to you, bringing you the most urban, politically correct current event show that's on the air today. Here with your host, J-Dawg, we're going to take you on a journey, on an urban experience like you've never been before. Basically, we're going to take a ride on the wild side, and we're going to let you know pretty much what's happening and where they do that at. We got a lot of special guests that are lined up, a lot of good rotation in place today. We kind of want to just keep everything moving, keep everything going. But also, before we get into the main festivities, we want to kind of remind everyone of what where they do that at radio, what it's all about. Pretty much it's simple. There's a lot of venues out there that really don't give a lot of the up-and-coming artists their just due, so what we're trying to do is correct that. But we're not only just looking for those that are rapping, singing, dancing, and so forth. We look for all folks that have a certain level of talent that can be displayed in what we call the National Atlanta Talent Search. Now, ladies and gentlemen, for all y'all who are tuning in for the first time, we're based out of Atlanta, Georgia. We represent the entire state, but we also represent the entire nation of hip-hop. You know, I've been getting a lot of good requests, a lot of good folks sending in, you know, some good material. We're going to play a lot of that today as well. Also, some of the stuff that you all so well know and love. But also, with all that's being done, we just want to kind of remind everyone that where we do that at radio is meant to be a venue to springboard a lot of our youth and our talent in the community and perpetuating them to a point of excellency. We want to make sure that everyone understands that where they do to that radio, we're not worried about syndication. We're not worried about what people are going to say, what they're going to do. We're going to come and do what we do. At where we do that at radio, it's all about the kids. It's all about the youth. It's all about the talent. But we also want to promote a lot of these venues in a capacity where everyone kind of understands that, you know, you do have a venue, you do have a voice, and we're here to basically perpetuate that voice. And before we get into a lot of other things, again, this is J-Dawg coming to you live. I got my girl V-Dub who's going to be giving you the current events. I got my man T-Street. Hopefully he'll be in the office today. You know, hey, still ain't showed up yet, but, you know, we're just getting started, so he'll be here shortly, hopefully. But basically, pretty much how it's going to go is just like this. We're going to go into the first one here. It's an oldie but goodie, you know what I'm saying? I ain't going to say oldie but goodie. What I'm saying is this guy's been in the game forever. You know what I'm saying? He kind of revolutionized the world of rap in terms of his lyrical presence. Without further ado, I'm going to give you Nas with Hero.
QB. Where y'all at?
Clips a castle on his back, made backer. Exotic lady, eye catcher, holla at ya. Call me the chiropractor, working like Muay Thai class, get pressed fire out ya. And of course, I've been the boss's back when rocking D-Boy, Eli Valor in a 190 black Benz. Now they shut down the stores and I'm shopping. Used to be train robbing, face covered in stock, and I'm down.
Chain gleaming, switching lanes, 2 feet, and hate him or love him for the same reason. Can't leave it, the game needs him.
Come at me, I'ma rip your soldiers in half. Silverback ape, nickel-plated mag. Young, rich, and flashy, young. I'm nasty on black clothes, the ice lay on me so classy.
And every time I close my lids, I can still see the barrel, I can still see the bridge, can still see the dreams that my niggas ain't never lived to see. Tell them angels open the door for me. From nine Berettas and moving raw, the chilling and wine cellar, sticks and humidors. That's what I call mature, that's what I call a G, that's what I call a pimp, that's what I call a gangster to the fullest. I'm trying to make more cream by every September 14th. That's my dream, so I can be more clean. As I grow yearly, I can see things more clearly. That's why they fear me. Can't leave it, switch the lane, to see and hate them or love them for the same reason. Can't leave it, the game needs them. Plus the people need someone to believe in. So when God's some to trust, cause they know I'ma give them what they want. They're looking for a corporate side, blocking y'all from going to stores and buying it. First LA and Doug Morris was riding with it, but Newsweek article startled big wigs. They said Nas, why is he trying it? My lawyers only see the Billboard charts as winning, forgetting Nas the only true rebel since the beginning. Still in musical prison and jail for the flow. Try telling Bob Dylan, Bruce, or Billy Joe they can't sing what's in their soul. So entitled it is, I never changed nothing. But people remember this if Nas can't say it. Think about these talented kids with new ideas being told, but they can and can't spit. I can't sit and watch it. I'ma drop it, like it or not. You ain't gotta cop it, I'm a hustler in the studio. Come for Don Julio, no matter what the CD call. I'm unbeatable, y'all, let's go.
Yeah, yeah. Hello to Don.
Yo, that's my nigga Nas with Hero, man. Look, this is what's up. Today on Friday, man, I feel good. I'm sitting here kicking it with my homeboys. You know, I just want to apologize for all y'all who turned in yesterday, you know what I'm saying, who actually tuned in. It is what it is, but you know what I'm saying, we're going to get it together, keep it moving, keep it popping. Pretty much, again, where they do to that radio is one going to be an experience that most of y'all have probably haven't experienced before. Pretty much we're going to talk about everything from politics, current events, entertainment, news, as well as what's going on in the street. But in the launch of all this, we want everyone to kind of remember that why we're all here. And basically it's simple. What they do to that radio wants to be a venue and a plethora for a lot of youth and talent to be able to send their material in where we can give an opportunity to give it a spin, talk about it, you know, pretty much perpetuate it into the community where we can really, you know, excel a lot of this talent to a point where they can really have a voice and opportunity. But a lot of the proceeds that are being raised to a lot of these venues, kind of give you an idea and a couple of things in terms of scheduling. Coming up April 24th, we are booking and putting together a venue that's going to be, you know, done within in the North Atlanta region. It's going to be part of the actual tryout for the National Atlanta Talent Showcase, which is going to showcase some of the local talents such as the state leading step team, which is Wine the Barrel, which will be performing, you know, before a couple of celebrity acts is going to be on. And again, if you kind of want to get a sneak peek at pretty much who's going to be on the actual ticket, you can go to where they do that at radio.webs.com. Take a look at the promo. It's got all the different acts that are going to be put together. A lot of the individuals, just kind of give you a name. We don't want to throw any, you know, premature names out there, but just kind of give you an idea. We do have Travis Porter that are going to be, you know, part of the initial venue and kickoff. We're also going to have a couple other folks as well as well-known artists. But with all that being said, the whole drive of this venue is to help promote awareness in our community for our youth when it comes to things such as epilepsy, multiple sclerosis, diabetes, heart disease, things of that sort, you know, and this is something that we kind of really take in the heart, all of us here at the staff at Where They Do To That Radio. And with that being said, we just want to keep in mind that this is what this whole thing is about. It's about raising awareness, letting everyone know about these different things that are inflicting a lot, not just our youth, but also some of our older adults as well, getting involved, partaking in a lot of this stuff. It's going to be a lot of things that are going to be taking place in a short period of time. But with all that, you know, you get a chance to really be involved. Come on out, do it, do the support. Again, all the promos and everything will be posted on the website. They're actually up and running right now. And you can check us out at wheretheydothatatradio.webs.com. What I'm going to do, I'm going to hit you up with another one. This, again, another artist of mine. You know, he is a guy who needs no introduction. He's been around forever. This guy's one of the real icons in hip-hop music. And you know what I'm saying? All you guys who are sending in info, promos, demos, I want you to take a page out of this nigga's book because, you know, he's been doing this thing for over 10 years, still standing. You know what I'm saying? It ain't a lot of, you know, keep it real, it ain't a lot of rappers that have been around 10 years plus and still have a face in the industry. But my man here, you know, he needs no introduction. You know, I just one of the singers that I kind of started digging, you know, while he promoted it. You know, without further ado, we give you LL Cool J with Head Sprung.
They call me Big L.A. I have a man reimburse me. The part that hurts me is when they try to work me, but I can never let you jerk me. Steady sticking to the wall, give it up. Stick it through the back door, live it up. Got the champagne, pour me a cup. Got the girls with the raw in the front. Gotta call your man in town. Tell the bar another round. Got all my mans holding me down. Kinda thick, my lips get down. Won't get with it. I'm saying what time, wanna get with it.
Yo, that's my man LL giving it to you like only he can give it to you, you know what I'm saying? That was Headstrong. Pretty much, we got to pay the bills right quick, and after that we'll be coming to you live with the actual political report, and then we're going to get into the launch of the show. Again, this is Where They Do That At Radio, and we're going to show you pretty much where everybody do that at.
V4 PR and Marketing, your destination for modern public relations and promotional marketing services for the global entertainment industry. We'll take your brand from local to global in 24 hours or less, guaranteed. For additional information about our firm and the services that we provide, log on to www.d-source.biz or call 678-389-6869 to speak with a consultant. D-Source PR and Marketing is a proud member of the Public Relations Society of America. Friend request us on Facebook, www.facebook.com/DSOURCE. We're also on Twitter. Follow us, www.twitter.com/DSOURCE. D-Source PR and Marketing, your destination for modern public relations and promotional marketing services for the global entertainment industry.
Yeah, that was, you know, we had to basically break for a minute to be able to bring our promoters in, pretty much. You know, these are the ones that keep us in business and keep us going. You know, this is Where They Do That At Radio, and we're going to kick it off with the political report. Pretty much going to be brought to you by a lot of different venues and a lot of different things going to be taking place. I kind of want to talk to a lot of folks today about the actual optimism in terms of our economy today. We're going to give you a street feel to it, but I kind of want to just let you know what's up. On CNN News, they said today that Americans appear slightly more optimistic about the economy than they did at the start of the year, according to the national poll. They said in a newly released report that was released this morning, indicated that 19% of the public now say that the recovery is underway. And this is a quote. It says, "Well, that's not a great number. It's significantly higher than 12%. Most people felt that it would be on the way by January." And we just going to, you know, just stop there and, you know, kind of give it to you, you know, really what they're saying. Of course, the economy has turned itself around because look at what time of year it is. Springtime, you know, we're getting ready to kick off the summer. You know, a lot of us have kind of been, you know, waiting on the income tax money to come back so we can, you know, get the new ride, new clothes, this, that, and the other. Here, matter of fact, here in Atlanta, they just reintroduced Freaknik, which, you know, hey, I was a fan of Freaknik, and I still am a fan of Freaknik, but at the same token, you know what I'm saying, it did generate, they cannot deny that it did not generate a lot of money, you know, in terms of the economy here, you know, in Atlanta. But, you know, we got a lot of folks that are on the radio and on the news saying, you know, how bad it is and this, that, and the other. But pretty much, you know, what I say is that, look, if it keep people fed and keep the economy going, you know, I do understand there was a lot of things that came out of it, but, you know, this is just my opinion. You know, if it's doing what it's doing, you know, and it's not hurting anyone in the process, then by all means, anything that's going to bring money to your community, to your area, I'm definitely a part of it. But, again, where we do that at radio, we kind of really want to kind of give an open perspective on a lot of things that are going on, you know, not just, you know, locally, but worldwide. Kind of give you an idea of what we got lined up on the show today. We got a very special guest that's going to be premiered a little bit later on in the show. We got a local guest, this dude here, man. Look, he's been burning it up, you know what I'm saying? He's got his heart and energy tied into this rap thing. You know, we're going to let him kind of, you know, get a shine on, so to speak, you know, towards the end of the show. But, you know, we got some live entertainment. Just want to kind of give you an idea, man. I am enjoying a lot of the music that you guys are sending in. You know, again, the Atlanta National Talent Showcase is not about just singing, not about just rapping. Look, if you can dance, rap, sing, dance, tap, dance, whatever you can do, we want to see it, we want to hear it. But I will warn, you know, hey, Where They Do That At Radio, if your shit is whack, you're going to hear about it. Now, I'm just going to reiterate that because, you know what I'm saying, we had some folks that send some stuff into us, and all we ask is that if you're serious about your craft, then at least send us some audio that we all can listen to. We've had, you know, and again, I can't stress this enough, man. You know, it is what it is. You know, it's nothing more frustrating than when you put a track on, you can't even hear what the dude is saying, or female for that matter. But all I'm saying in that capacity is that, look, we're here to support you. We're here to do what needs to be done. Please send us some audio that we can at least hear. But, again, we had a young dude that actually sent us some stuff in, actually early part of this week. We've been getting a lot of requests to kind of, you know, for us to actually replay, you know, his single. This nigga Cashmere, man, you know, this dude is he's what's up, you know. This is what I'm talking about. So a lot of the artists who are sending things in, if you're listening live here, where they do that at radio, what I want you to do is take heed to what this dude put together, because this is what's up. But again, we got a lot of stuff we're gonna try to cram into this hour. You know what I'm saying? So you know, just tune in, stay tuned. You know what I'm saying? Where they do to that radio is showing where niggas truly are doing it. You know what I'm saying? All over the world, not just here in the A, but everywhere. And without further ado, I'm gonna give you my man Cashmere, and I'm gonna let him tell it to you, you know, the best way he can. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of you guys, you know what I'm saying? Again, we support you, we love you, we want you to continue to send in the material. We're gonna keep this thing moving with Cashmere.
Hip hop, Cashmere, streets. Yeah, this one's called Three Classic, Three Classic. I'ma tell y'all what I'm talking about. Beat the verse. Check it out. I was bumping Machiavelli when it dawned on me. What in the hell, Mary, you know about All Eyes on Me? I got ambitions as a rider, so picture me rolling in this white man's world, two of America's most wanted. So holla if you hear me, I'll never call you bitch again. I'm straight ballin', you fuckin' with a changed man. But don't make enemies with me, cause heaven ain't hard to find. I toss it up and bomb first until the end of time. I'm trading war stories, getting California love. Brenda's got a baby, shorty wanna be a thug. I ain't mad at you, just like daddy. Smile, who do you believe in? Are you still down like Tupacalypse now? I get around and hit him up like, baby, what's your phone number? It's what I do for love. It's all about you. Stay true. Keep your head up for better days. Best names. Like I lived and died in L.A. Bury me a G. God bless the dead. Reincarnation's my only fear of death. My seven-day theory is without your homeboys, you're weak. I'm trapped, but I'ma let them things go when I get free. The roads that crack the concrete, that's blasphemy. You ain't never had a friend like me. You ain't got a lot of kick it. Does heaven really got a ghetto? Cause with the hearts of men, I come back for everything they owe. My nigga nature tells me, this shit don't stop. I'm troublesome. There must be a thug mansion on my block. Against all odds, me and my girlfriend. Dear mama, so many tears. I guess it's me against the world again. Three classics. Three classics. See, I'm nice with these lyrics, theatrics. I got some song laid out for you niggas. With three of the brothers. Biggie and Jigga, three classics, three classics. See, I'm nice with these lyrics, theatrics.
Nice.
I got the song laid out for you niggas. Three of the realest, Pop, Biggie and Jigga.
Hey yo,
B-I-G-P-O-P-P-A. Give me the loop. You're only getting one more chance.
One more
song about the Benjamin. If this is my downfall, sky's the limit. I'll be born again. I'm ready to die. Like this life after death, with my physical more style, 10 crack commandments.
Woo!
If I'm kicking the door, it'll crush on you. But like they say, you're nobody till somebody kills you.
Uh-huh.
I've been around the world with me and my bitch, right? You look juicy, so I'm fucking you tonight. But my head's so hard that my hat can't fit ya. I'm a nasty boy, but lick that, you're dead wrong.
Dead wrong.
A rap phenomenon, is that so unbelievable? If it is, you can hypnotize me. Cause I know how these so-called gangsters pass. Notorious thugs wanna know what's beef at last. Beef is cutting up bodies and talking to the pieces. Always got a story to tell at Mr. C-Script. Put your rollies to the sky, keep your hands high. And guess what?
You've been robbed.
Three classics, three classics. See, I'm nice with these lyrics, theatrics. I got the song laid out for you niggas. With three of the brothers, Pop, Biggie, and Jigga. Three classics,
three
classics,
See,
I'm nice with these lyrics, theatrics.
I'm nice.
I got the song laid out for you niggas. Three of the realest, Pop, Biggie, Jigga. Allow me to reintroduce this guy, his name is Hov. If you can't get the dirt off your shoulder, then change clothes. Ain't a nigga, front of foe that can knock a hustle. Part of a dynasty, I just wanna love you. All I need in my lifetime is to buy my bags for the money, cash holes to make the song cry. I love girls, 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 but am I crazy in love?
Nope, nope, nope.
No. Used to be an imaginary player on the mic. Till I heard dope, man, this can't be life. Chicks don't wanna fuck with me. Ghetto girls fall in love with me. I see, I say, you must love me cause of my dead president. Like, hey, Poppy, now I'm a girl's best friend. Well, that I'll be. You take over, nigga, please. Renegades better breathe easy. And that's a threat. It's alright. Money ain't a thing. We gon' change the game in the heart of the city. While the streets is watching, cause I'm a watcher too. Some people hate. That's my gift and a curse, cause I'ma never change. What more can I say? The ruler's back, fool. I'm the moment of clarity you need a blueprint to. So here's some. Now that the best of the both worlds is through, I got 99 problems. Don't bother me, dude. Cause Lucifer saw me this morning. Who you with? Y'all some bitch ass niggas, so excuse me, miss. Is that your bitch? I'm supposed to be on top of everybody's list. We'll see what happens when Cashmere's thoughts no longer exist.
Yo, that was my dude, Cashmere, and that's what I'm talking about. That's what's up. This is the stuff that greatness is made of. You know what I'm saying? This dude here is burning up the airwaves. We've been getting mad publicity saying, hey, please roll that track again. You know what I'm saying? But again, this is what's up. And you know what I'm saying? Cashmere, if you out there listening, nigga, holla at us, man. You know what I'm saying? We at where we at radio.webs.com. Man, we digging your stuff. We got a lot of folks that are really pulling for you. So you know what I'm saying? We definitely want to get you involved in these up-and-coming venues. But what we're going to do now is just going to break for a minute, pretty much let you know we're getting ready to bring up the current events. We want to let everybody know that, you know, it's not about just talking about what's going on in the hood, but we want to know what's going on in the world, you know what I'm saying? So I got my girl V-Dub who's going to be bringing us the current event report, you know what I'm saying? So pretty much how it's going to go is just like this. Get ready. In the industry, but most of us got to figure out what's up. V-Dub, are you there?
I'm here.
All right. V-Dub, we live on Where They Do That At Radio. You know what I'm saying? We want to hear what's going on in the current event. Hey, you know what I'm saying? Hey, I just want to apologize on the air for yesterday. You know what I'm saying? You say you had some things that was happening over there in China. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man. I'm trying to tell you. The earthquake and everything just had my whole internet connection messed up. But hello, world. It's your girl, V-Dub, reporting live from Atlanta, Georgia, on Where They Do That At Radio. I got your global news and events. Today is Friday, April 16th, 2010. So, everybody, air travel is still being affected by the volcano in Iceland. Let me tell you, that thing erupted yesterday, and the weather expert, the ash, is going to disrupt air traffic all the way across Europe, everywhere. So, if you go to Italy, you know, trying to go chill in your chalet, not happening.
Whoa, okay, that's what's up. Hey, you know, I'm pretty sure probably, you know, some dudes that's probably been, you know what I'm saying, holding, you know, they've been holding, waiting on this, you know, this weather to get right so they can get their travel on. But, you know, hey, if it's jacked up like that, it is what it is. But,
yeah.
You know.
Delta has canceled several flights well into the weekend, so no weekend travel overseas, sorry.
Ooh, that's going to be crazy. You know what I'm saying? Now here in Hartsfield, you know, around Atlanta, man, you know, them people are probably going sporadic right now.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, Hartsfield, I was just stranded in Hartsfield a couple of days ago. It is no joke. And I was just trying to get to Detroit. And it was not happening.
You know what I'm saying? That's what's up. Niggas, if you trying to leave right now, this is not the time to leave because it's fucked up. But it's all good. It's all good. But you know what I'm saying? You know, hey, I'm still waiting on my man T Street. You know he ain't got here yet. You know,
aww.
I don't know where he at, but you know what I'm saying? We still gonna keep this thing rolling, popping. But that's what's up, man. You know, in the world of current events, you know, hey, like we let you know where we do that radio. We want to let you know that we want to be an innovator in the industry. We want to keep you informed of what's going on in the world. Not just from an urban perspective, but from a world perspective. You know, there's a lot of things that are happening, a lot of things we need to be aware of, you know. In other words, nigga, look at the news. Pay attention to what's going on, because if you don't know what's going on around you in the world, how you going to make a move in this world? That's just real talk. That's from me to you. It is what it is. But pretty much, you know, that's what's up. We got to pay a couple more bills. We got a lot of things we got to do, short period of time. Hey, was you able to reach my man Free Agent over there with Leeds and Contenders and see if we can give us a gaming report? You know what I'm saying?
I was able to get in touch with him. He was not able to get all of the information that we needed right now, but he definitely wanted the listeners to know that that'll be coming up.
That's what's up. Hey, just kind of promote what's actually happening, you know what I'm saying? My man Free Agent is running the Leagues of Contenders, not just in the Atlanta area, but all over the nation. But what it is a conglomerate effort to get all you serious video gamers involved into what we call a competitive sport. Now, it's just like what it sounds, you know what I'm saying? If you sit there, you're playing the J-Stick, you're playing a game, you're doing what you do with your homeboys, you know, Why not get paid to do it? Hey, it made perfect sense to me. I'm a big gamer, been there since they had Nintendo, you know what I'm saying, ColecoVision, Atari. I had it, been they done that. But real talk, right now is a sport, and it has come here to a hood near you. Right now we're launching the nation's first urban league that's going to revolutionize the entire industry. We got sponsors such as ESPN. It's going to be airing a lot of the coverage. So real talk, if you want to get more information, you need to tune in to GamerZone.webs.com. But actually, I'll tell you what, we do one better. I want you to go to EliteGamingZone.webs.com and register as a member, you know what I'm saying? So that way you can get involved. You can see all the material that's there. Pretty much find out pretty much from a gaming perspective how you can get in the zone, because that's what's up. But that's what's up. We're going to keep it moving, you know what I'm saying? Hey, it's Friday. Look, I'm trying to, you know, get this thing done so I can get out there and get to it, you know what I'm saying? It's a beautiful day. You know, kids up here, you know what I'm saying? They just got off of spring break, so you know what it is. Also, to kind of bring back to the earlier part of the segment of the show, what's getting ready to take place again is we're putting together the Atlanta National Talent Showcase. If you can rap, dance, sing, do whatever you do, please send us the material. The website information, you know, it's posted all over everywhere. Hit us up on Blog Talk Radio. You got all the links. We got all the info. Pretty much we want to hear from you, and we want you to get involved. There's going to be big venues kicking off and a lot of places all over the A, but just for the local talent. But on a national level, we also have other states that are also participating. So the more people that we hear from, the more venues we can get set up. But, you know, it's about, you know, a lot of the proceeds that are being raised is to give back to the community, such for the causes such as epilepsy, diabetes, the heart disease. You know, pretty much is a lot of things that are plaguing us, not just as black folks, but as people as a whole. And we need to get this awareness out. We need to let everybody know that, you know, there's something we can do if we kind of know really what's going on. But, you know, I'm going to get off my high horse for a minute. You know what I'm saying? We're going to pay a couple more bills. We're going to let everybody know what the business is. You know, we're going to keep everything moving from that standpoint, and then we'll be back later on to kind of get you to the meat and potatoes of this whole show. Hey, V-Dub, you still there, man. I appreciate you. You know what I'm saying? That's what's up.
Not a problem, J-Dub.
All right. Keep peace.
Come to a hood near you, shawty. I bet you ain't gonna find me. Shirts, hats, shoes, more specialized artwork, cuz. Exclusive exotic sneakers. But I highlight a real artist, cuz. Man, that's an artist ain't nothing till they dead. Remember, you do you. I do that. You heard me?
Yo, this is Where They Do That at Radio, where we keep it real. We keep it real in the field. Like I was saying earlier, we got a very special guest that's planned for you today. I got my man Buckwheat that's ready to tear this thing up, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, it is what it is. And this is some local talent here that's going to really kind of show and prove what the business is, you know, in terms of hip-hop. You know, and this is what I'm talking about. I get no more, you know what I'm saying? It's exciting to see a lot of these youngsters really put their heart and energy into this whole hip-hop thing. I mean, it's not just about hip-hop, but hip-hop has such a huge culture and a huge backing. A lot of folks who are, you know, inspired, you know, if you look at the NBA, for example, you look at a lot of the things that they have now in the NBA, it's all hip-hop-oriented. I mean, everything from the dance steps that come out, the cheerleaders, a lot of the teams, you know, they're really, really, really endorsing this whole culture. And I remember, man, back when everything started, and I ain't going to say I'm an old man. What I am going to say is that, you know, I've been around for a minute in terms of hip-hop. What I am saying is that from just seeing it from this standpoint, I remember the naysayers saying that this wouldn't go anywhere. It was just a flop. And now here we are. We have an entire industry that feeds off of this culture. It is just great to just see, you know, the youth just picking it up and running with it, you know. So, again, that's why this talent search is so huge, so great. Just giving a shout-out to all those, you know, that are in the North Atlanta, you know, Winder, you know what I'm saying, Monroe, Athens, Lawrenceville, Georgia area, you know what I'm saying. There's a lot of talent. You know, I hear you. I've been peeping a lot of the emails you've been sending. I've been peeping a lot of material you've been sending. So, you know, we definitely want you guys to show up and represent. You know, we're looking to put together something within the next week or so. You know, we got spring break happening up here in this particular region. up on that spring break. Coming back into the following Saturday, we look to have a venue coming to a hood near you that's going to feature artists such as Maceo and Travis Porter. But you want to hear more details, hit us up at wheretheydothatatradio.webs.com. All the promo information is in that. You can take a look at what's happening, what's shaping up, and definitely be a part of what's going on. But what I'm going to do is just switch gears for just a second, because you know what I'm saying? It's not just about hip-hop. I want you to get this in your head. It's not just about hip-hop. It's about artists in general. Here we have a young lady, you know, which I kind of worked with personally over the summer. We actually collaborated on a couple of things in terms of music, you know, and, you know, she really did this track some justice. So, you know, I just want you to just tune in. Tell me what you think. You know what I'm saying? Key, I hear you, you know, represent, you know, and we're going to keep it moving. Here we are with Brand New. Yo, that's my nigga Key. You know what I'm saying? Mad shout outs to you. You did that track some justice. You know what I'm saying? That was brand new. This is what I'm talking about. This is all local talent, ladies and gentlemen. This is what I'm talking about. Again, like I was saying at the beginning of the show, at Where They Do That Radio, it's all about promoting the talent and the youth in the industry and as a whole across the nation. You know what I'm saying? We're giving you a plethora and a place to stand up and be heard. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I got a young gentleman, man, you know what I'm saying? He's been, you know, doing his thing, represent, you know what I'm saying, a lot of the things that's being done in the community, as well as just from his whole standpoint. You know, this kid here, he goes by the name of Buckwheat, you know what I'm saying? And he has been doing his thing when it comes to hip-hop. And pretty much, you know, he came to the studio today so determined that, you know what I'm saying, he's gonna bless us with a freestyle, you know what I'm saying? So all I'm saying is, you guys, it is what it is. But this is what it's about. It's about getting folks involved who really want to do some real stuff in the industry, who are not afraid to stand up and be counted for. You know what I'm saying? If you're serious about it, be about it. That's all I'm saying. And, you know, if you want to, you know, you want to definitely have a venue to vent, a venue to kind of speak out, you know what I'm saying, a venue to be heard, and that's what we all about. But, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to raise him up on the line now because this kid here, you know what I'm saying, is ready to be heard. But at Where They Do That Radio, again, it's about the Atlanta National Talent Showcase. We're putting together a lot of different things to showcase a lot of different talent, everything from dance, rap, singing, you name it. This is what we're going to get ready to do. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to get my man on the line right now, see if we can get him in here to bless us right quick. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, this kid, he's heating up the area. You know what I'm saying? You're going to hear a lot from this dude pretty soon. You know what I'm saying? We're going to hit him up right now. But, again, Where They Do That Radio is where. Got my man T Street, we got B Dub, you know what I'm saying? Hey yo, hey, is this Buckwheat? You there, man?
Yeah, man, what's up?
What's up, man? Hey, look, man, we got these folks, man, they wanna see what's happening, but you know, before we bring you on, you know what I'm saying, do what you do, kinda let these folks know a little bit about Buckwheat, kinda tell them who you are, you know what I'm saying, what you represent.
All right, man, well look, I'm 17, I'm from Wanda, you know what I'm saying? I've been rapping for about 8 years, so, you know what I'm saying, I'm just here to show these people what I do, you know what I'm saying, because I do this.
That's true. That's what's up. Hey, you hearing it live and direct at Where They Do That Radio, you know what I'm saying? Hey, you know, we're going to throw a little something on here and let you do what you do, you know what I'm saying? Hey, let me cue this up right quick, and, man, you just rip them and just, you know, do what you do, man. It's my man, Buckwheat. All right, here we go.
Look, I came out the hood, competed on the fluid. My flow was like water, but my verse is like fluid. I learned from the kids. Yeah, I know I'm hot, but why do you say this kind of shit? Yeah, that's real with no long hair. I ain't never gonna lose because I belong here. I'm always on green like a lawn chair, like a radio show. I'm on air. I'm about to save no nail on. Wanna be a rough ride with the bell on. Yeah, and you know you can't assassinate me. BCK, homie, I'm the effing greatest, huh?
Yo, that's my man, Buckwheat, you know what I'm saying? Hey, that's what's up, dude. That's what's up, you know what I'm saying? Hey, this is what it's about. This is what it's about, you know what I'm saying? Hey. Like, we're letting you know, man, hey, it's about the talent. It's about the dudes that's really trying to come through and show what they represent, you know what I'm saying? Pretty much, like I said, Where They Do That Radio is all about the talent and the youth that's trying to get on and get their voice heard. And a lot of things that we're getting ready to do in the industry is going to be just like that, you know what I'm saying? Pretty much, you know, again, just for all those who are just tuning in for the first time, Where They Do That Radio is going to be the urban experience like you never experienced before. We're going to bring it to you from a street perspective, from a political perspective, you know, the whole nine yards. But we just want everybody to know that, look, if you want to get on, hey, get at us, because we ain't hard to find. All you got to do is just look us up, hit us up on the web. I know a lot of you guys saying, well, you know, I don't have internet, this, that, and the other. Look, I know there's more folks that got MySpace than actually own a computer. So stop playing. You know, it is what it is. If you're serious, you get at us. We're going to put you on, let you do what you do. Pretty much, again, just kind of let everybody know, I've been getting a lot of responses in terms of what's this Atlanta Talent Showcase is all about, and it's just like that. I want you to imagine American Idol on steroids, but it's going to be pretty much consistent with everything. Rap, dance, sing, tap, poetry. Hey, you know what I'm saying? Whatever you can do that you feel you got a talent, show it so we can put you on. We're going to have a venue pretty much exposed in every, you know, local area that's going to be coming to a hood near you pretty soon. Right now, we're launching things in the next couple of weeks. You want to find out more details, hit us up at wheretheydodatradio.webs.com. Hey, Buckwheat, if you're still there, man, I appreciate you coming and blessing us, man. That's what's up. You know what I'm saying? That's what's up, man. You know what? Hey, this young dude ain't just about talking about it. He about being about it, and that's what's up. Here's where they do that at radio. It's all about the youth. It's all about the talent. You know what I'm saying? We're going to basically go into another cut right quick. I'm going to try to see if I can get in touch with my man, T Street, so we can wrap this thing up. You know what I'm saying? Where they do that at radio is pretty much where we doing it at and where niggas doing it at. And if you ain't real, don't even pick up the phone. Don't even pick up the email or even try to hit us up because we ain't even going to try to play that. But if you real, we're going to give you a venue and give you a shot. This is my man. I'm going to hit you up with one that, you know, probably everybody kind of know and love, you know what I'm saying? This is a group, you know what I'm saying, that kind of really inspired a lot of us back in the day when we was trying to really try to get on. You know, I ain't going to lie. You know, I rocked the high left. And, you know, I had the Gumbies. I had the big
Michigan, motherfucker. I'm playing with a hand. deuce and the deuce deuce in my bubble goose. Now I got the Mac in my knapsack, lounging black, smoking sacks up in hats and sidekicks with my sidekicks, rocking fly kicks. Honeys wanna chat, but all we wanna know is where the party at. And can I bring my gat? If not, I hope I don't get shot. Better throw my vest on my chest, the niggas is a mess. It don't take nothing but front for me to start something. Bucking and bucking at niggas like I was duck hunting. Coming out just me and my crew, cause all we wanna do is...
V4 PR and Marketing, your destination for modern public relations and promotional marketing services for the global entertainment industry. We'll take your brand from local to global in 24 hours or less, guaranteed. For additional information about our firm and the services that we provide, log on to www.v-source.biz or call 678-389-6869 to speak with a consultant. V-Source PR and Marketing is a proud member of the Public Relations Society of America. Friend request us on Facebook, www.facebook.com/VSOURCE. We're also on Twitter. Follow us, www.twitter.com/VSOURCE. V-Source PR and Marketing, your destination for modern public relations and promotional marketing services for the global entertainment industry.